You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hello, hello. It's that time once again. The most anticipated moment of the week with the TJ and Jody High podcast.
Yep.
So...
is my chair different? Because my feet are not hitting the ground.
No.
Okay.
Maybe that's my chair. That's normally my chair, so
I must have shrunk.
I haven't messed with it.
Okay.
Yeah. I like your little sweatsuit thing. Did you guys that new?
Yep.
When did you get that?
Probably 2 weeks ago.
Did you use a gift card or something?
Yeah.
You did. Mm-hmm. Gift card from what?
Target.
No, I mean from your birthday or from Christmas. Mm-hmm. Who gave you a Target gift card?
Christmas.
Christmas did?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you went looking for boy, some sweatpants or stuff?
No.
Picked yourself up.
No. This was before that.
Yeah, well, it's cute.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't dress fancy.
No. Not all the time. You have fancy, but you don't dress fancy all the time.
Mm-mm, I have nowhere to go fancy.
Right.
That's okay. Good old Target sweatsuits. Good for me.
Mm-hmm. But not me.
Huh?
If I would have just gone and bought something like that, you'd go, you didn't need that.
You just said you were going to Costco to buy you some sweatpants or something.
Yeah, but I really do have gift cards. Not to Costco, but I have gift card to Academy Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
We'll go.
Nah. I'd much rather play martyr.
I know. You do. Love that.
Why do you get new clothes? It's a good thing one of us can get new clothes.
You just got a new suit last week.
Yeah. Begrudgingly got a new suit.
Whatever.
Anyway,
you got it.
It was to go to that wedding. We had the big wedding. We're
going
to get into that a little bit later.
Okay.
And then we also have some dangerous times that are about to fall upon us. But by the time you hear this, it will have already come and gone, hopefully. But because we record this on Thursdays and then it gets posted on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by Monday, the terrible situation will be over. We're gonna have to fight through it though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're going and listening to everybody else's podcasts. Who all's got a podcast? Alexis has one on the Ace and TJ app.
She does.
Rob has one.
He does. Oops. he does.
That girl Sarah has one about her crazy wild social life.
Is Ace doing something?
Yeah, he does that podcast with her.
But is he?
And then he does some video things now.
Todd.
They're not podcasts. But,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Things. I was just focusing on the podcast.
Okay. Does Riggins do anything?
No.
Oh.
Not a thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He just got, you know, his own thing going.
What?
In his mind. It's a creative mind. We can't question it. He just got to. Got to do his thing. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You know that. It's like when you look at players like Tom Brady and you say, why do the coaches let him do this or that? It's because he's Tom Brady. It was Riggins. He doesn't want to do a podcast. He's not doing a podcast. Let him rest. Let him do his thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what went on at the big wedding and what other clothes has Jody bought recently? On shopping sprees and all of that. And then the tragedy that's coming this weekend. We'll get into all that next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's House.
All right, here we go, here we go. Step right up, step right up. Got a lot to cover today. Actually, it's not really that much. I don't even have my glasses on because I didn't make any notes that I need to look at. So we're just
winging it.
Get a wang. Jump on board.
Okay.
So last week, Jody was all mad at stuff.
And, flustered.
Yeah. But you weren't mad at that having to do the wedding that was coming up that weekend. You were mad at the people that work at the lab that couldn't test boy for his COVID.
Yeah.
And he did get a test, you know.
Yep.
And he got it back to school okay. They let him in because he's negative COVID.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
But then the wedding came and it was great. Jody did a great job of being the wedding coordinator.
I had a lot of help.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lady, y'all were a good team. Her name was Nene.
Aunt Nene
and Jody were in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Large and in charge.
Yep.
Now I had to get a new suit because either the dry cleaners and all my other suits, you know, messed them up and shrunk them, or I outgrew them. I've gone through a growth spurt. So I had to go get a new suit.
How many suits do you have now?
I don't know. Sizes. You might as well just say how fat are you now?
And whatever.
Were you last time you needed a suit and you didn't have one to fit you?
Oh, martyr.
No, that's not martyr. That's just
self-pity.
Yeah. Anyway, I got it. Plenty of time to be ready to go to the wedding.
Right.
And look, I wasn't going to go spend a lot of money on a suit for a wedding that I'm probably going to wear one time. Because I've already, since the new year, I've already lost a couple of pounds. And I'm on my way down to, you know, looking like Matthew McConaughey did in the Dallas Buyers Club. That's what I'm going for. I'm going for
gross.
That. Yeah. So anyway, I wasn't going to spend a lot on a suit, so I bought a suit that didn't need to be altered. It just came with the pants and the jacket separately. It looked fine. And I bought it way in advance. I was ready to go. Everything was timed out. Jody got up early Saturday morning to go to get everything ready and be at the. You were there all day. Mm-hmm. What time did you get there?
I got up at 6. I left the house at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I left the event at 11:30, so I got home about 12.
Okay.
Midnight.
But I you know, was chilling around the house with boy all day. And when it got time, I was going to get ready with plenty of time because I, you know, didn't have anything that I, you know, was making me tired or whatever. So I had my time set. I told him what time we're leaving. Mm-hmm. Be ready. Mm-hmm. So when it's time to start getting ready, I go get the suit. And I'm going to run an iron across it, as my family says. They don't iron things. They run an iron across it.
Right.
Makes it seem like it's less of a job.
Yeah.
And I get the pants, turn them upside down, put the seams together, and on the pants was the security tag from the store that they didn't take off.
The long rectangle one?
Yeah. They didn't take that off.
Whoops.
So now I'm starting
to panic.
What
time was this?
I don't remember.
But you called me at some point, and there was something crazy going on because I was like, all right, bye. I don't.
Yeah, because I said, I've got to, you can't just take those off. I looked up on YouTube how to take it off, and there's a guy sawing through it with a, you know, whatever. And I said, I can't do that.
Oh, wow.
There's a spring inside there in which can. And then he said, but then some of them have dye in them, so you don't want to cut that. So I'm not fooling with that. However, I contemplated going with the tag on it and not, you know, maybe nobody would notice.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to have to go all the way back to the store. And we live kind of out in the country now, and it's the opposite way of the wedding venue. So I have to go back into the store, and I'm pushing it because I'm supposed to be there at 4 o'clock because the doors open at 4:30. They start letting The wedding starts at 4:30. They start letting people in at 4. So I tell Boy, look, forget the time I told you we're leaving. We got to leave sooner than that because we got to go to the store and try and get them to take this tag off of there and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Kind of in a panic. And he goes, well, what time are we leaving then? I said, as soon as we're ready. Just go now. Y'all. Get ready. So
and he moves like a turtle. Yeah,
so I'm butting the ass to get ready.
Ugh.
And he comes in there and he says, I need a tie. All right, fine. And you know his little way I can't tie a tie. So I have to tie it on myself and then take it off and go to, and I go put it on him. And I look and he had a white trash beard going on.
What's new?
All down his neck. Ugh. And I was like, and I said, son, because his mom would freak out if he would have walked in there unshaven.
I would have probably taken him in the bathroom and done it myself.
I said, you're not going to shave, son? And he goes, oh, I forgot. So he's got his suit on and everything. He then has to go take his shirt off, jacket off, and then shave and then come back down. Gosh. So now we're really rushing.
Mm-mm.
And I walk into the store, and luckily I still had the receipt for the suit in my truck. Go in there and I got the receipt in my hand because I don't want them thinking I stole it. And then now I got the gall to come back in there and try to get them to take the tag off.
So you have it on.
Yeah, I'm wearing it because, I mean, I can't go get it done and then go back home and change and all of that. So the woman's wearing a mask, you know, a COVID mask. And I'm explaining to her what happened. I got my receipt here so y'all wouldn't think I stole it and all. And she's looking at me and then she goes, I said, well, don't tell me you can't do it. What is it? And she goes, I just don't know. I can do it, but I just don't know how I'm going to do it with the pants on. Because the thing is mounted onto the counter where they, you know, check it. So it's mounted into that thing. And they take the pants and they lay them on top of the deal and run away. So it's not a thing they hold in their hand and take off. So So I said, well, can you try it if I just throw my leg up there on the counter?
Throw my leg.
And she goes, yeah. And then another woman at the next register goes, what's he trying to do? And she told her, she goes, oh, yeah. Just throw it up here. Come around here. And I said, well, rather than coming around behind where you are, behind the register, can I just use this? And there was another one that nobody was at, and the thing is mounted up there. And so then I had to grab onto.
Oh, my gosh. What a scene.
Like, try to grab the other thing beside me to balance myself and throw my, it was on my left leg, throw my left leg up there. And them standing over trying to get the pants onto that thing. And so by that time, the manager is coming over there.
Oh.
You know, the manager's like, what in the world is going on over there? And about the time the manager walks up, they got the thing off. And I said, oh, okay, thank you. And she said, can I help you? Is there something? I said, no, I told her the story. And she goes, oh, okay.
Well, was Boy in there with you or
no,
in the
he
park?
Was in the truck. Was in the truck. Because I didn't, you know, I didn't need him.
No.
It's like, you keep it running.
Yeah.
And so we made it in
time.
Do
you know what time that was?
No.
I know you called me frantic and said, and you're telling me I was in the middle of something.
I just wanted her to know because she said be there at 4. And I just wanted her to know that if I wasn't there at 4, I'm going to make it on time for the wedding.
Yeah.
But if I'm not there at 4, don't freak out. This is where I am.
Sure.
And when I got there, as soon as the wedding was over, everybody that I went up to talk to said, well, I heard you had an incident with your suit and your pants. And, you know, it's like, so she must have told every damn body in the whole place.
Like,
you didn't hear me. Like, you're saying, hey, you call me. And I couldn't hear what you were saying, but you heard it enough to tell everybody what a doofus I was.
No, I knew. I heard what you were saying. I was trying to remember everything you said because you sounded frantic.
Mm-hmm. And then she said, well, okay, I got to go. And then hung up on me.
Well, I was busy.
I got to go.
I don't know what was going on, but I was busy.
Yeah. So.
Mr. Talking about, I was busy.
That was that. And yeah, Mr. Todd was the video guy.
He was with me most of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you want Mr. Todd's services for videoing weddings or bar mitzvahs or birthday parties or graduations or childbirth or anything like that, it's jtmedia.biz. Right?
Yeah.
jtmedia.biz.
Yeah. He does good work.
Well, you don't know that yet.
I've seen his work.
But you haven't seen his wedding work.
I've seen other weddings.
That he's done?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. Mind your business.
Well, I know he was flying the drone around, like, in the reception hall and everything, and the people are ducking. What is that?
No, he...
He's, like, swooping down on the bride's grandma. And
did you have the drone in there?
For a brief moment.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's how discreet it was. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Or was I there? I don't know. I don't know where I was.
Yeah.
I know at one point, you and I were in the trolley with the bride and the bride's dad. It's just us.
In the trolley.
Well, the trolley took them from the house to the event. We had to kind of hide the bride.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, so Todd, Lainey was worried about, our daughter was worried about you because you seemed like, she said, he seems like he's upset. I tried to joke with him. And
are you serious?
Yeah. She thought you were upset.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was probably thinking that you were mad at Jody. Jody had made you
mad. She was not thinking that.
Because, you know, she's bossy.
I was not bossy to you, Jody, was I?
She wasn't bossy.
Jody can't just be boss. She got to be bossy.
I was not bossy.
That makes me feel bad that she thought I was mad.
Well, Lainey, she's very sensitive about all things. She always wants everybody to be happy. You know, says something wrong with,
I think she's just wanted
with Mr. Todd.
You were busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Drew, our DJ friend, looked like he could just fight somebody at any moment. He was concentrating so hard on that. So, but you got to figure, it's okay that he's doing it. You understand that he's doing that because he's doing something important that takes a lot of brain power and all. You know,
you're
being
so
the,
rude.
Being the music person, listen, the video person.
Let me tell you about him. He's another good one to call because he has that stuff down to the minute. Yeah. I mean, he knows exactly. And he controls the wedding party, like, you know, when they come in, when they do toast, when they do. He's awesome.
He ran a good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, Todd.
A what?
I corrected my grammar. I said, ran it well.
Yeah, he said he ran it good, and then he changed it on his own and said, well, you put the adverb in there.
Yeah, because you know judgmental Judy over there.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, you were thinking it.
But that doesn't mean it's different if you're thinking it than saying it.
Anyway, so those are two great people for your wedding needs.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they are. I love them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
I've known them both a long time. We did a group pod. Told them I loved them dearly.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do you, did I?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
but that doesn't matter.
I did dance with you.
Yeah.
Are you? I'm better yet. You dance with me.
Yeah.
Because you don't dance with me.
Mm-hmm. But Boy and I, out the only people that we knew in the that was there were the people in the wedding, the bride's immediate family. We didn't know anybody else. So
me either.
But you had stuff to do, and you were working with all of them and everything. So Boy and I were just, you know, we observed a lot through
and commentated. I'm sure.
Jody, what would we have commentated? Are you saying that we were making jokes about things that we saw?
Yeah, you're probably being
very
ugly.
No. It's one thing for you to think that of me, because I know I'm used to you.
He's exactly like
thinking
you.
Thinking lowly of
He's
me.
He's exactly like you. There's two of you. Lord help myself.
Well, I'm going to text him.
I don't care.
I'm going to say,
he knows.
Hold on. Be sure to thank your mom for the compliment today. Mm-hmm.
Y'all are mean.
You don't even know.
Oh, I do know.
No, you don't.
I know you both so well.
You think we were making jokes about you?
No.
See, that shows how much you know. He was like, look at mama.
Look at mama.
No, I was trying to help you the other night. I went out and got your tennis shoes out of the car.
You did, and you sure did. And you took my heels back out, and you said the prayer because we were short somebody to say the prayer, and I ran in and said, "You got to say the prayer, okay?"
Yeah.
And he did a great job.
Well, thanks. You know, I knew it some way or another I was going to end up with a speaking part.
Yeah, I know. You were going to find a way.
I was actually shooting to be the one performing the ceremony.
Well, when they said they didn't have anybody, I said, well, Richie can do it. And she said, really? And I said, mm-hmm. I said, it's in his blood. Trust me, he'll be fine. And so then she opens the door and she's asking the parents, mm-hmm. are y'all okay? Richie says the prayer, which they'd already heard you pray on Christmas Eve, and mm-hmm. and the grandmother loved your prayer. Mm-hmm. So they were like, yeah, fine. So I said, okay, well, maybe I'll go tell him. So I ran in and I said, hey, you're going to say the prayer, okay? You good with that? And he goes, sure. I said, okay. So
Richie's my real name. If
you yeah.
know. That's my real yeah. name. That's my government name. Richie.
Sometimes I call you Richie. Richard, and that's Richie. Not even your name.
No. Mm-mm. You want to tell people why? Uh-uh. No, let's tell people why you call me Richard. When my name is Richie, it's not Richard.
Why?
Because what's the nickname for Richard?
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Sometimes he's Richard.
Yeah. That's real funny. Uh-huh. Funny.
And he goes, I wish you'd stop calling me that. Well, stop being yeah. one.
Because my mama made it a point to not name me Richard.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. So the tragedy that's coming mm-hmm. our way is a big snow and ice storm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you listen to this, at least, you know, it's going to be after the snow and ice storm, but it's coming up this weekend. We're recording this. And I hate snow, but I hate ice even like a million times more than snow.
Yeah.
Because it changes everything at that point, because ice makes everything dangerous. And now we live out in the country where they got old-fashioned power lines that aren't buried in the ground, and I know we're going to lose power.
Me too.
We're going to lose our electrics this weekend.
Yep.
And that's going to suck.
So I was thinking, should we possibly go get an indoor propane heater?
Well, where would we find one of those now? I bet everybody's snatched those up. You think your little friend Denise at Ace Hardware would have
somebody
one?
Might.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's fine.
Why don't you get on that?
My day is packed today. So I got grandkids meeting after this. I got.
You have a gas stove?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll heat your house.
And a gas fireplace. So we should be okay.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how to light that fireplace, though, without electricity.
Yeah, because the pilot light is on, oh. and you just have to flip a switch on the wall.
Yeah. I'll call them today to find out, because mm-hmm. I know there's a way. I YouTubed it, and I think that there's something somewhere that you put batteries.
Yeah.
In the fireplace to, because that would keep it pretty warm, I think.
Yeah, but.
Maybe.
What about in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah. What?
Oh, y'all heat that up yourselves, don't you?
Oh, stop. Hey. Todd, our kids listen to this.
Good Lord.
Oh. No. Uh-uh. But I don't know. Would you feel comfortable going to sleep with a gas heater going in the bedroom?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to just be able to, because you can drive.
Yeah.
And this stuff. Just.
You can't drive where we live. If there's a sheet of ice on the road, that would be.
You can't drive on that road?
I guess I could, because I've done it before when we lived in Huntsville, Alabama. We had to do it a lot.
Because I'll find some friends that have heat and go.
Okay. I'll just stay there.
No, I need you to get me there.
Oh, so that could be
so
your
park
your
at the Uber. End of the driveway, because we are up on a hill.
Your ice Uber.
Uh-huh. I'd be so scared, though.
Hmm. But,
gosh.
We can check on those gas heater things. But
generator?
No.
We ran out of money building the house. And one of the neighbors that we actually know that's lived there for a long time recommended that we get a generator.
Which I know then 100% we're going to not have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
However.
But yeah, we ran out of money. We don't even have cabinet doors. You've been there, Todd. We don't have furniture. We don't have cabinet doors.
But listen, however, a couple of weeks ago, remember how bad the wind was?
Yeah.
And people lost power.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't.
Yeah.
And I thought we would.
We will. In an ice storm.
Yeah. Shoot.
Well, I mean, that's what we get for you dragging me out in the country.
Yeah, I drug you out.
You
there.
Did.
Come on now.
You picked everything. You picked the land and the house.
You loved it out there because it was away from everything.
But then I said, but the only drawback was I don't want to ever be out there losing electricity. And it sounded
you
like
did not
gonna,
say that.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
I did.
You come up with more bull.
Well, ask our neighbor then if I didn't say that.
What?
When he said, you mean you're going to need a generator, best money I ever spent. Because the electricity goes out a lot. What's his name? What's his name?
I don't know.
What's his name?
I can't help the money thing. Here I am trying to help it. It's not working. We can't
what are
still
you doing?
Can't get a generator. I'm here doing this podcast.
Oh. Still can't get no generator.
No. No generator, no fence.
Yeah.
No pool.
No toilet seats. We can't even afford toilet seats.
No toilet paper.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Nope.
Well, I mean, we were saving up, had a little bit of money saved up to do some of that, but your parents came, ate us out of house and home.
And I bought a sweatsuit from Target.
Yep. Can't keep you out of out of the clothing.
I bought a sweatsuit from Target, God forbid.
Can't keep you out of the clothiers.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
I know. I'm so fancy like that.
But God, I hate snow. And people say, it's so pretty, though. No, it's not.
But listen,
it shuts down things. It's just, it stops progress.
The meteorite, well, so has other things in this world lately.
I know, and we don't need anything else doing it.
But the meteorologist that I follow that I love here, he's saying basically he'll have a thing to this evening more about what's going on. But he wishes people would stop focusing on like the inches of snow and stuff. Because he said you need to be more focused on the ice or the sleet or the freezing rain. Like that's the things that you need to be focused on. And it's not going to be just all snow.
But that's what I'm saying. The ice and all that is what really shuts everything down.
How much is predicted? Because you're South Charlotte, right?
No, North. I'm up in University area.
Oh, that's right.
They're saying 3 to 5 with snow and ice mixed in.
They're saying 8 to 12 for us.
Yeah, really? Yeah, we're getting 12 inches of ice.
Solid. We're 7 hours down.
It's going to be a hockey rink on the highways.
I hope they're wrong on that.
Ooh. I do too.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
I got some cuddle duds I can put on
under
my clothes.
Mm.
That's all I know. I don't know what to do.
I have that
phone charged.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to use the stove and we should be able to use the fireplace.
Yeah, we will be able to because those are gas.
Well, then I don't think we'll just have to sleep in the living room. The only thing is it's a vaulted ceiling. And although the heat might go up from the thing.
Yeah, it'd be better to be
go
upstairs.
In the loft.
Because you know when we turn the fireplace on, it gets hot upstairs in the loft.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where the big TV is. So that'll work. Well, we won't be able to watch it without a generator. That's the tragedy.
Dude, you're not going to have a TV, son.
Mm.
No.
We got to go to a hotel.
You want to put a puzzle together with me?
No. I'd rather cuddle up out in the ice.
You want to play Bananagrams?
No. It wouldn't be fair for me to play word games with you.
No, it wouldn't be fair for me to play word games with you. I kick
your
butt,
my
boy.
My vocabulary is vast.
Grammar?
Vast means.
He's fantastic.
Vast means large,
spelling,
huge.
Nada.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what vast
Hush.
means.
All right. We wrapping up here?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
All right.
We got a few more minutes.
Well, okay.
But we do have to wrap up. You know, on time today because Mr. Todd has stuff to do.
Okay.
And I have stuff to do. What you got to do? Oh, you're getting your hair did today.
Mm-hmm.
What time is that?
1:30.
Well, it's not even.
I got to go get gas. I need to go get my. I have things to do.
It's
Don't
not
worry
even
about what
11.
I'm doing.
It's not even 11 yet. It's not even 11.
I have things to do before 1:30.
No, you don't.
Mind your business.
What you got to do?
It's not for you tonight.
Oh, that's another thing.
Go buy an outfit at Target.
I got to go to the grocery store today, and on my list of things to get is milk. And I don't want everybody thinking that I'm one of the milk and bread people that panics when snow's coming.
Why do you care? Just get your milk.
I mean, there may not even be any.
May not.
Mm.
You sniffling. You need your Afrin? Mm-hmm.
Ty? Yeah.
Miss Ty and his Afrin addiction.
I thought you were going to get off of it in the new year.
When have I had the time?
It doesn't take any time to throw. It doesn't take time to throw Afrin in the trash.
I got to wean myself off of it.
Mm.
He addicted.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time he had a sniff?
Probably last night.
Last night.
That's why he's today's.
Where is it?
I see he's getting the shakes.
Oh, you didn't bring it with you? That's why he's got to go.
Wait, why didn't you bring it with you?
I just forgot. I don't think. By the end of the wedding, by the time I left the wedding, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get home. Because I felt, as soon as I left for the wedding, I was like, crap, I didn't bring it. And then by the time the wedding was over, I could feel my nose close.
I should put some in my fanny pack for you.
I know.
Jody being a drug mule.
I was. I had CBD oil for the bride. Put Afrin in there for you. Oh, I had her Zofran in case she got nauseated. I had all kinds of things in that little satchel.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
Jody, you're off. In the microphone.
So, leave me alone.
So, Mr. Todd just said he's running out of storage space on the card in his camera.
So we got to go.
Yeah, last week he ran out in the middle of the podcast, and that's why it was a GoPro shot. You had to use the backup.
I didn't even see.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Yeah, you don't want to.
It was bad.
The coloring was bad on it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about coloring.
I know, that's why you don't want to go with
it. No, oh, gosh. Todd.
Yeah.
Dang.
It looked like somebody had videoed it from like an old, one of those old Sprint flip phones, you know? The first ones that had cameras on.
Todd.
It did not look
good.
Yeah, like
it did.
That.
It was bad.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
No, I wouldn't. Hey, let's start thinking of some guests we can come have in here a little bit every now and then.
No.
Why? I want to. Please.
Like who?
I don't know. Let me brainstorm.
I really don't like it as well. And we don't get nearly as many positive comments when we have guests.
Yes, we do. No, we haven't had a guest in a million years.
Who was the last one?
Was it Boy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of comments.
Don't nobody like him.
I like his mullet. Ugh. And y'all stop saying y'all like his mullet or he's never going to cut that mess.
He looks like him. I asked TJ at the wedding. I was like, when is he trying out for Def Leppard?
Ugh.
He looks like...
It's awful.
Well, he's trying to let it grow from being a mullet to just being long all over.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And he's got really thick, poofy hair.
Curly, poofy. Yeah.
So it grows out first, and then it'll hopefully weigh itself down.
But the more people brag about it, the longer it's going to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, people at the wedding wanting to take pictures with him because they said his mullet was so sick.
Yeah, young guy.
He didn't even know. I was like, fabulous. This is never going to end.
Yeah, your mullet is sick, dude.
Sick, man. I was like, ugh. Makes me cringe as a mom.
But you know what I find when we have guests, though, Jody, and I'm going to be honest with you, and this is, I'm not being sarcasm about this at all, but from a professional perspective, I think when we have guests, it overpowers you. Like the guests end up taking what should be your.
Oh, that's time. Fine.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want you doing your stuff.
People don't care.
I don't want a guest overshadowing you.
People don't care.
Because if we have a guest and we're actually, you know, having to keep it rolling and ask the guest questions and all that, I have to do that because I'm the professional,
mm-hmm.
and it takes away from you,
mm-hmm.
takes time away from you, and I don't want that.
I need to see some numbers, because if the numbers have started going down.
What, the numbers of people listening to the podcast?
Yeah.
Then you're going to quit?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to figure out what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, I've told you many times to bring in material and come up with ideas and stuff.
I just did. I said, let's have some guests. Yeah.
Guests. I mean, well, that's like saying, hey,
we don't need them every week.
Why don't we do something for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, we don't need them.
I don't know.
We don't need them every week, but we could have them like maybe once a month.
Okay. Well, who's interesting?
Let me think about it, I said.
Well, you said it 3 weeks ago. You haven't.
Because you shot it down, so I didn't. So I'm bringing it up again.
Okay. But I think.
What do the peoples want?
I think if they hear my explanation for wanting to not have guests, they would agree with me.
I bet they won't.
It'll be interesting to see what they say.
Let's take a survey.
Yeah.
What's that thing y'all Instagram people do? Like
polls?
Yeah. Do that. Do that and say, should they have guests or not? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they, you know, it's kind of hard to answer that when we're not giving them examples of the type of guests we will have.
Well, they can share with what type of guest. Why can't they send in what type of guests they like
Kevin
to have?
They're going to say Kevin Hart. We're not going to have Kevin Hart.
Well, we can't do Kevin Hart, but they can send in some other things.
Don't know Kevin Hart.
No. I could try to get in touch with him. But listen, let's do the poll. Do you want guests or not? And then let's do, if you do want guests, what are some suggestions? It's so simple.
Well, Riggins handles the polls.
Oh.
So get with him.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm sure he won't have a smart comment.
Well, you know what? Since he's not doing a podcast or whatever, can he not handle this little poll for us?
So you think that since he's not doing a podcast, he's not doing anything else?
I know he does a lot of things.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, tons of things.
But can he not do the little poll?
He may. I'm just saying that. I'm not speaking for him.
I know he does everything.
Yeah.
More than y'all.
Way more.
Way more. He runs this show.
So,
not this show. Y'all show.
Mm-hmm.
But he will do the poll. It's one poll. And I don't care if he gets attitude. He always gets attitude with me.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just right. One simple poll.
Okay. But if you want to do guests, then we'll do. I mean, we don't have to take a poll. We'll just do it.
We're taking the poll.
You don't know how it works. You don't let the listeners dictate what you do on the show. You do what the show you want to do.
I'm just asking for suggestions.
And then the listeners either like it or don't.
I'm asking for suggestions. That's all.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So maybe next week we'll have a guest.
We're not having a guest next week. I need to go over the poll.
So you're gonna study.
Can I make this poll thing more clear to y'all?
Study the research. Okay. Huh. I'm just saying it's unnecessary. If we want to have guests, we have guests.
All right. We'll see.
All right.
Okay.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.